afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm Murray Valeriani.
And I'm Mike Ziegler.
And we are, tonight, we're doing something that we've never done before because of the self-quarantining. We are attempting to record an episode, what do we call this, virtually? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Sure.
Like we're
Remotely
is it. Mike Ziegler, where are you hailing from?
I am in Santa Monica, California.
And Murray, you are?
I am just up the street from Siegel, but it's called Mar Vista, California.
How far away are you guys actually from each other, mileage-wise?
Probably like 2-3 miles, maybe.
Really? You guys live that close? You could walk to each other's house.
Yeah.
Actually, it's probably 3 because it's 2 to the beach, and I just got to go a little south for you.
Yeah.
All right. No, you guys really live close, and I'm in Woodland Hills, California. I'm about, a half hour?
Yeah, it's close to nobody.
That's
yeah,
a half hour. That's a half hour drive.
It's a half hour.
What if I wanted to walk to you guys? What would that take me?
Oh.
7 hours?
I don't know, Laura Ingalls. What do you do?
What if I did? If I wanted to walk to your house, do you think I could do it in what? 6 hours? 4? 4 hours?
No way. Take you longer.
Well, how many miles is that?
Take you all day.
Let me see.
How many miles is that?
I'm going to look it up right now. I'm going to go.
It could be about 12, 15 miles.
I'm going to walk to Murray's house. Okay. Okay, I'm looking on my phone. I got Murray's address in there. This is good radio. Directions, I hit it. And then there's a little icon for walking. It tells me it would take me 6 hours and 2 minutes at this hour. Not that that would make a difference. There's not traffic for walkers.
Come on. Try it. Give it a shot.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to leave now. I'll be at your house.
Okay.
At like 2 a.m? Is that the correct math?
Yep.
Sounds good to me.
All right. You know what? In the summer, I'm going to do it. I'm going to, as long as you guys give me a ride home, I'm going to do it. If we're allowed to leave.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Sure, yeah.
All right. How?
I think you could have loftier goals for the summer.
Nope.
That's it, huh?
That's it.
That's it.
Mike Ziegler, how are you holding up? I see you're posting some craziness on Facebook. You okay? Are you doing okay?
I'm doing okay.
All right. Are you sure?
I was
a little worried about Facebook. You.
No, I didn't. You know what? It was I wrote something, which I don't usually do, and it was construed wrong by a few people, so I took it down because I don't feel like arguing on Facebook. Okay. I'm not Pat Francis. I don't want to sit there and waste my day arguing with people.
I do mix it up a little bit. I do.
Yeah,
I admit
dude,
it.
Dude, I've noticed that recently. Somebody could post something about a beautiful picture. There'll be 100 comments, and then you would be the one saying why we shouldn't like it.
Who's you, Pat?
That'd be Pat, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's a good example, but okay, I'll cop to it. So, Mike, what do you do during the day? Mike Ziegler, what are you doing during the day? You're getting out and walking to the beach?
Today, I got out of bed at 1 p.m.
That's okay, though, right? What time did you go to sleep? What time did you go to sleep last night?
Because, you know, what's happening lately, I've been getting up at, like, normal, like, around 8 o'clock in the morning. And then just stay in bed, I would read. And then next thing you know, I'm falling back asleep. And then I wake up at 1, and, boy, the day goes quick. But I've been, I did some bike rides, and today I did laundry. I did an online yoga sculpt class with cardio.
All right, cool.
I've been doing that 3 days a week, and cleaned. Did another round of cleaning.
Nice.
And yeah,
I thought you were going to say you did your laundry online.
Yeah, if I could, I would.
And and you're social distancing. You're not coming in contact with people.
No.
What about if
no,
you need?
I mean, at the most, like I'll pass them walking mm-hmm. or riding my bike
right.
or anything. But yeah, no.
And what about?
I did feel a little iffy waking up today, so I was a little worried there. But now I feel better.
All right. Yeah. Well, you know what? Every little symptom can be heightened at this point. You're like, oh, is that something? Do I have
one cough, one sneeze, and I'm like, oh, do I got it?
Do I have the COVID-19? And what about what are you doing for provisions for groceries and stuff?
I went. shopping a couple weeks ago, and I'm almost to the end. I've just tonight I'm out of the fresh vegetables.
Yeah. All right.
Working on the frozen, and then the cans are the last resort.
Now, are you going to eat every stitch of food in your house before you go out again?
No. I'll go out again soon, but I'm trying to really limit it.
Yeah, me too. Murray, you're going to Starbucks every day still.
Yes, that is right, sir.
All right, and then that doesn't concern you.
That small mom and pop business needs to stay alive.
Hey, in all fairness, I didn't go to mom and pop coffee shops before this.
All right, that's fair.
But
that is fair.
Hold on, I don't go. The Starbucks is in the Ralphs. That's the only reason it's open. It fell under some loophole in the law of closing down, because all the other Starbucks are closed down. I just happened to be in the grocery store the other day and noticed that the Starbucks was open.
Okay, what you're saying didn't help at all. Instead of just going to Starbucks, now you're at Ralph's. A Starbucks that's in Ralph's.
Or making your own damn coffee.
Hey, save it for Facebook, man.
But you are also you and your wife are homeschooling Frank.
Yeah.
It sounds like a pretty strict establishment you have over there with the homeschooling.
Oh yeah, it's the school and the wall all over again over here.
Yeah, kids wearing costumes every time I see them.
Now, I try to make it fun. I try to make homeschooling fun for them.
No, how old is Frank?
8.
What do you? Because I don't remember. But I don't remember at this point. At 8, what is he doing? What's he learning?
What's he learn? I'll tell you this: we're learning nouns, adverbs, and verbs.
Okay.
So the cool thing about homeschooling was once we did that, I said, "Hey, check this out," and I showed him Schoolhouse Rock.
Oh,
and
good.
And so you can do cool stuff like that. But that's about it. You can't leave the house.
No, you can't leave the house.
Because I was going to say, because I've had experience homeschooling my kid before, and I know people love to hear about homeschooling on this podcast, because we take them on the road or on location or whatever. So I've had experience. So I know some people, this is their first time, and they're losing their fucking mind. Uh-huh. I've been down this road before.
All right.
Is the pool open?
Yeah, it is today. Yesterday, this is how bored I was. I paid my kid $10 if he jumped in the pool with all his clothes on, and the pool is freezing cold. So he's like, okay, jumped in the pool with all his clothes, gave him $10, then he jumped back in and swam for an hour. I could have saved $10 if I just pushed him in.
You're breeding jackass.
Yes, yeah.
Well done.
Greatly, Auschwitz hey, man, High School.
At least somebody in this house is making money.
He's got to take over for Steve-O in 10 years.
So today's April 14th, and they tell us we're going to have to do this in California until May 15th. Can we? Oh my, Siegel, you're shaking your head no already.
Man, it's just, you know.
Are you
I'm
watching?
A little restless. Just not being able to go anywhere. It's that's what's getting me. And I'm okay being alone.
Yeah.
But, not being able to, the freedom of not being able to get up and leave is hard.
Well, that's your thing because you're always on the move. You're always traveling. Your job is
the longest, I think, because I got back January 25th, and this is already, I think, the longest I've been home in one stretch in quite a while.
And there's nothing relaxing about this for you. You're not like, hey, it's kind of nice just to sit.
It's kind of normal that when I'm here. I mean, this is what I do.
So right.
My daily routine isn't that different from a normal day. It's just
at night, if you want to go get dinner or drink or go do some stand up, you can't do it.
Can't do anything.
All right.
See friends. You know, that's a hard thing.
Hey, what are we, chop liver? You're seeing us right now. Look at us.
Yeah. This kind of distance I don't mind from you guys.
Murray, your camera on your computer is top notch. You look great.
Thank you very much.
You look fantastic. And Murray, how are you doing with it?
I'm all right. I'm going a little stir crazy at times. I'm not going to lie to you. Mm-hmm. They finally closed down the beaches in Orange County, so I can't go down to Orange County to surf anymore like I was able to for a while. But like today, I got up, I homeschooled. It was an extra long day of homeschooling for reasons I won't go into. But
your kid's acting up.
Yeah, he was. So I went from homeschooling till 5, from like 9 this morning or 10 this morning till 5.
Okay.
And I was able to work out. And then it was dinner. And now it's with you guys. And then I'm going to bed.
Like
the day just fucking goes right by, man.
It does. I agree.
That's not a good thing.
No.
Because I'm like, I can't believe it's fucking night again.
How's Mary handling it? That's more important.
Mary has a cold right now.
Yeah, she's not feeling well right now.
But I don't even have. Now I think about it. When I was feeling, you know, crappy this morning, I don't own a
thermometer.
I don't. So I'm guessing. I'm actually doing this to holding my own forehead, going, I wonder if I got. No, that's all I got.
Well, and the next time you go out for supplies, grab a thermometer if they're available.
Yeah, there's not many.
I recommend the Rectal. It gets the it's the most accurate. It's the most accurate.
You can get that in thermometer also?
Yeah, you can. I actually just wear one at all times, so I'm aware if my temperature is going up or down. It's a little uncomfortable right now, and I'm sitting. But
it's better to be safe than comfortable.
Exactly. Okay, so we're all getting through it, what do I want to say? In different ways. Siegel's the most miserable. You don't even look happy just right now. I'm looking at you. You just look. There you go. There's a laugh.
I'm just anxious to play this game. I don't know.
Okay. What we're going to do today, folks.
Aha. Why am I looking at your screen? That's what I got.
Oh, because I need to, I'm going to be playing them instead of inserting the music after the fact. I'm just going to insert it like after you guys give me an answer. If I have the song, I'll play some of it. So then it'll seem like a regular Rock Solid episode.
Is that Aha's album cover where this guy's obviously flexing his tricep? And the-
yes, that's the one.
What album is that?
That's Hunting High and Low.
Hunting High and Low.
It's the big one.
Now, so people know I've shared my screen so they can see my iTunes library is up.
Hey, are you going to post video of this?
Am I going to put in? I'm not recording it. No, I'm just recording it audio.
Okay.
Let's scroll down to that James Bond cover.
There it is. That's the Living Daylights.
Who's that?
Well, Aha has a song on there. They do the theme.
What a great movie.
Oh, that's, well.
Who would that be? In the movie,
it was Olivia Diabo, but I don't think that's her.
That's a model posed for a photo.
Yeah, right. Like right here, they probably touched up the ass right here.
I know. I was asking who that woman represented. Olivia Diabo.
I think Olivia Diabo.
What did she get her start in?
Was she on the, she wasn't on
was
the.
Wonder Years?
No. I think Miriam Diabo is in. Mike's losing his mind. Mike's dead. I think this is Miriam Diabo, and her sister was on Wonder Years.
Oh, okay.
That's
gotcha.
It. And then right here, what if we just did this? And then right here, this is ABBA's first album called Ring Ring.
Yeah, this is great for an audio podcast. Let's talk about photos.
There's their second album, Waterloo. Okay. So anyway, I'm gonna punch in this window, whatever song you guys might say, and we'll see if I have it.
Okay.
And then I'll play a little bit of it. Now you guys won't be able to hear the music, but our friends at home will be able to hear it. Do you want to say anything to the listeners? Do you want to apologize for this episode?
Stay safe, everyone. Wash your hands.
That's right.
When's this coming out?
I might just throw this up Saturday. Just as
did you say throw this up or out?
I might throw it up and throw it out.
Okay.
I'll send this to the ASAP club tonight. They'll be surprised. They'll be like, "What the fuck is this?" All right. So
maybe the ASAP club can decide if you should release this.
That's true. Maybe we'll let them do that. Maybe they want it just for themselves. All right. So the game is called Mixtape. It's called the Song and Scenario Card Game. Friend of the show, Mario Del Barrio, has been playing this one card a day on his Facebook page. So obviously I stole this from him. I ordered this thing on Amazon. Whenever he posts a question, it looks like a fun one. He must be going through that deck. He's not randomly picking. But I'm going to start. So here's what I'm going to do. This is a card. I'm going to read the scenario. We'll start with Murray. Murray's flexing his arm like the guy on the Aha cover.
I got a gun going. Okay. Look at that.
That's nice. Okay, here we go. You ready, Murray?
What am I doing?
This is the question. I'm going to ask you a question.
Oh, okay.
All right. Track one of the best road trip mixtape ever created. What is it?
Life is a Highway.
Ooh.
Born to be Wild.
Oh.
All right. Let me see what I got. My typing skills are terrible.
You got Life See a Highway.
I know. I got pressure on me. How do I not have Life is a Highway?
By the way, I hate that song.
I hate that song too.
Uncle Grumpy back there.
Uncle Grumpy.
Song.
And Mike, you say Born to be Wild?
Yeah. Life is a Highway is on every White Trash Bars jukebox around the country.
No, I'm talking the original Life is a Highway, not the country remake.
That's what I'm talking about.
The original Tom Cochran?
Yes.
Yeah.
Look, he was in Red Rider. How bad could it be?
Well, I do have to go.
I do have to say Born to Be Wild's a better choice.
All right. Let's hear a little bit of it. Nope. That's not it. That's not it.
Nope.
That's Bon Jovi. Born to Be Wild. Maybe I don't have it. Oh, my God.
Steppenwolf? Okay.
I don't have it, but I have a version of it by Crocus.
Oh, no.
Yep.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Well, the great thing is you guys can't hear it. Kind of hear it? This is Crocus. Head out on a highway. Actually sounds pretty good, guys. Looking for adventure. I wish you could hear it. Maybe if you listen to this episode, you'll hear it. All right. That's 34 seconds of it.
Country version, Mike. Do you know?
That's 34 seconds of it.
Oh, Rascal Flatts.
Yeah. Pass a Rooney.
Yeah, I don't like that song either for some reason.
Oh, it's a good song.
Maybe I've just heard it too much.
He did it for looks like for one of the Cars movies.
Yes, you're right.
Which one? Which Cars was it?
I don't know. One of the shitty ones. They're all bad.
Pretty terrible. Wait, I can't say that. My friend was in it.
Your friend was in it?
Oh, yes.
He did a voice? All right. All right. Here. Now, this is one of those bad questions. Here's a question. What is the grocery cart with the squeaky wheel? What's the grocery cart with the squeaky wheels theme song?
Is there a song called Hack Joke from Comedian in 1988? I mean,
why would the grocery cart need a theme song?
Grease.
Oh, Mike. Nice. I don't even think you have to go any further. That's it, right?
I don't know. I say once again, Life is a Highway.
Let's go right here. Oh.
Squeaky wheel always gets the grease, buddy.
That's right. That was a good one. The playlist will be eclectic then because of this. There's Frankie Valli. He lip syncs now. We all know it. Doesn't sing a lick.
Still got it.
Still playing. He's supposed to be out in Palm Springs this week.
Lives there.
All right. I bet he does.
I probably was in New York or Jersey or something.
All right. Grease is
probably
the word.
Jersey, man.
I got to tell you, Siegel gets a point for that, I think. I'm not keeping any score. You keep score at home. All right. Now, Mike, you might do well with this one, Mike Siegel.
Wait, how do you win that?
What the rules say is how to play. Pull and read a scenario card from the deck. Each player chooses and plays a song. I don't know how you play a song. Does everyone bring a boombox with all their cassettes with them? And then it says the group votes on which was the best. Okay. A point is awarded to the winner.
I guess you just play with your own phone and your iTunes.
I guess so. All right, here we go. Documentary about you and your travels across Europe. What artist plays during the scenic travel montages?
Beck.
Just Beck in general? Nothing, no specific?
Didn't it just say artist?
It did say what artist, so I can just play whatever.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Beck song?
Yeah.
What is it?
Let's go with Colors.
Colors.
Off his last album.
I was going to say ABBA, just for the most European thing I could think of at the moment.
Well, I don't have Beck
any,
Colors.
You don't have any Beck, huh?
No, I should have some Beck in here. Oh, I know why. Here we go. Okay, now I should have it.
Why do you have
it? There, I have it. No, I have a song from Colors. I'm So Free.
Okay. Oh, yeah, do that one. Oh, yeah, do that one.
This sounds nice. I'm on a tangent, textbook ephemeral. Oh, that's a good song. I like him better since he's not a Scientologist. I'm on a one-man waiting list, but again, I'm buried on my memories. I'm so free. Excellent.
All right. Why Beck, of all things, made you think?
I when I went to Switzerland, I was going to Lucerne, which is on the east side of Switzerland, but I didn't bother to look, and I flew into Zurich because I got a really cheap ticket. So I had to take like an 8-hour train ride across Europe, and all I had were two Beck albums and Achtung Baby.
All right, here we go. Here's a good question. What's the best hipster wedding song?
Mumford and Sons. Something by Mumford and Sons. I Will Wait for You. I don't know.
Now, the only thing I have by Mumford and Sons is they do a version of Days, and they sing that with Ray Davies.
Or we could do I'm Surprised Murray Didn't Say Father John Misty.
No, I know I don't have that in here.
Because he would be officiating the wedding.
Aha. Good point.
Oh, yeah. I have I Love You, Honey Bear.
I Love You, Honey Bear.
Oh, that sounds like a wedding song.
Yeah, here we go. It actually does.
I'm really bummed we can't listen to the music.
I know. I'll figure that out for next time. I'm going to go turn the air conditioner off while this plays. I'm freezing.
Next time.
Yes, next time.
How many people rise?
Okay, so
you
walk
say,
away and we can't talk because the music's playing.
My brain's so awfully glad to be here for yet another mindless day.
This is a slow song. This would definitely be like the first dance.
I've got all morning to obsessively accrue.
This is one of your favorites, right, Murray?
Yes, I like
a small nation.
What's Mary think of him?
I've told that story too many times.
Yeah, I love it, though. That ranks right up there with Pilar's UFO story.
Mike, did you hear that story?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Damn it.
Like, we all did.
All right.
Listeners, if you hadn't heard.
Now this is a good one. This is actually a real good one. I know up till now I keep saying it's a good question, but this one is. What's your favorite song from a movie soundtrack?
Live and Let Die.
Ooh.
Boy.
You know I have that. There it is.
You used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in,
this is a great song. Not a good Bond movie, though. Racist. It's a really racist
live
Bond.
And let die.
No. This is Roger Moore's first one. With Yaphet Kotto.
Yes. Yaphet Kotto blows up at the end.
And there's some voodoo involved.
There's some voodoo. It's
I see where we're going.
My favorite.
What I was going to say.
Yeah. What?
Your favorite's probably from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Mine?
Yeah.
Yeah, Somebody's Baby.
Yeah, yeah. Is that what you're going to pick?
That's what I would play.
You know, with a soundtrack I really heard, I hadn't listened to in a while, that I went and listened to, like, back to front recently, was Valley Girl. What a great soundtrack.
Oh, really?
Oh, great soundtrack.
I wonder if I have that in here. Let me see. I do not. Nope, I do not.
You should get it. It's a good one.
Let's try a little Somebody's Baby, though, since Jackson's got the COVID right now.
Hey, do you have the Oingo Boingo one, too, off the soundtrack?
Yeah.
Play that one after it.
I'll play it right now.
Are you going to play...
Find Valley Girl and play the Plimsolls.
Aren't you going to play...
Oingo Boingo, the song's called... I'll play it. It's called Goodbye, Goodbye. Here we go.
That's great. You can only get it on the soundtrack, I think.
Yep.
No, that plays over the end credits. Yeah.
But I tell you, baby, if something's wrong, something's wrong.
See, you turn the lights out in the mall.
Yeah, this is one of those. This is an original motion picture soundtrack. These songs were written for the soundtrack. They don't appear anywhere else. Maybe on a best of, they might get the rights to it.
Be the car song. Moving Stereo was written for the soundtrack.
That's not on the soundtrack, but it is in the movie.
Yeah. Bring up the soundtrack. Let's see what's on the soundtrack.
Phoebe Cates, baby. course. I'll never forget that scene as long as I live. Got me through high school.
Yeah, it might get you through this isolation.
I might have to dial it up on YouTube.
This soundtrack has Jackson Browne, Quarterflash, The Raven, Sammy Hagar, Stevie Nicks, and then, a ton of other people.
Yeah, it's got Belladonna on it, which was from her first album.
It's not Belladonna. She does, Sleeping Angel. Angel. Sleeping Angel. It's not anywhere but this soundtrack. Trust me.
That's a great song. That's what she goes to get the abortion.
That's what I'm going to think of now when I listen to it.
Yep. That's what I think of.
Here's here's a little somebody's baby.
Why can't you list all your songs together so we can see them all together?
My iTunes is a very specific thing that I do.
Oh, he's got to have the graphics of the album cover.
Of course I do. That's to be a high res JPEG. That's why when my wife says, "What are you doing?" I say, "I'm playing with my iTunes." She goes, "What do you mean playing with your iTunes?" I go, "Don't worry about it. Somebody's baby's great."
You playing music now?
I am playing music right now. Somebody's baby. I'm just talking over it a little bit. All right. Oops. Look, this is very willy nilly. All right.
Can you click on your Zoom alert that's letting you go an extra 40 minutes and get it off the screen, please?
Where? I don't see it.
Do you see it, Mike?
I clicked it. You click on it, Murray.
Oh, I
got
to click on it. He doesn't have to click on it. Okay.
Yeah, you click on it.
All right. I figured since you were the Zoom host, it was you.
Okay, here we go. What is your defining collegiate song?
Oh, it would be
Wasted Time.
I would say something from Joshua Tree, probably.
All right, what do you think? There it is.
Let's go One Tree Hill.
One Tree Hill.
Are we picking songs from when we were in college?
This is just the one that makes him think of college, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Anything from this album. Did this come out in 85 or 86?
This album came out in 87.
87?
Yeah.
86.
Big deal at the old WKDI in Decatur, Illinois, where I was spinning the platters.
Yeah, this album's good. I give it a 6 out of 10.
Hot new one from U2.
6?
I'm kidding.
Good. This is one of those albums, and I'm not just saying this is a stand, where the songs that don't get radio play are just as good, if not better.
Red Hill Mining Town, In God's Country.
Trip Through Your Wires is fantastic.
So good.
I don't know why that ever charted. Didn't chart, I mean.
Yeah. Okay, Mary, you got it.
I did not get bored listening to the entire thing in its entirety.
No.
Yeah.
It's good. And
entire
they played
thing in its entirety. Is that a good sound?
Oh, Running to Stand Still is one of my favorite U2 songs of all time.
Yeah. And did they play it start to finish, or did they mix it up, or did they play it in the album order?
They played it in the album order.
Okay, cool. Okay, wait, Murray, do you have a collegiate?
During the last tour?
No, during the U2, the Joshua Tree 30th anniversary one.
Yeah, the last Joshua Tree tour, not the original one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Did we go together?
No. I actually went with Mike Schmidt.
Oh.
At the Rose Bowl.
One of my least favorite U2 shows.
I thought you were going to say one of your least favorite people. What is your what's your collegiate song, Murray?
Oh, I was listening to Pink Floyd a ton in college, so Anything Off the Wall.
Anything Off the Wall.
How about Vera? No. Goodbye Blue Sky.
Let's find it. Lots of songs that have wall. Why don't I just add a pink there? And it'll bring
it
right
up.
There
was one bar that we always used to go to, and it played every night. It played Bizarre Love Triangle at the dance floor. Is that New Order?
I'm not sure. Murray, what song did you say? Vera?
Now go Goodbye Blue Skies.
Goodbye. I got Goodbye Cruel World. There it is.
Goodbye
Blue Sky.
Blue Sky. I like the guitar part.
Here we go. Well, there's a little bit of an intro. Let me jump forward. There we go.
New Order, Bizarre Love Triangle.
You just looked that up? Cheater.
Yeah, I wanted to get it right.
Yeah, you cheated.
But man, every time I hear that one, the bar closed like every night playing this thing on the dance floor. Bizarre Love Triangle.
Is that the type of a song that gets people to leave the place?
No. Gotta dance it.
I forgot about this song. This is a good song. Goodbye Blue Sky. Pink
Unless
Floyd,
they played
the Wall.
That, who covered that song in the 90s? Was it Frente?
Covered what?
Which song?
Song
are you talking about?
Yeah.
Bizarre Love Triangle.
I don't know.
It was a pretty big hit. Could you not be?
I know New Order's version.
All right. This is... All right, now this is very specific. What's the best song to listen? What are you laughing at?
Laughing at Siegel, man.
He's turning into Larry David.
He's going to snap and go off in Santa Monica.
He just crossed his eyes.
Start running naked through the streets.
What's the best song to listen to while you're driving Grave Digger at the Monster Truck Rally?
Oh.
The
Crusher.
Flirting with Disaster.
Oh, good one.
All right. Oh, there it is. I'm traveling down. Oh. From the Southern Fried Rock episode, making another appearance.
Probably all crushing my head.
Molly Hatchet, 1979. Great album cover. Oh, remember the carnival mirror?
Yeah.
That's a terrific prize, right?
I didn't realize at the time when I was a kid that everybody was cutting lines on them.
No, oh. I didn't know that either.
I didn't realize that till just now.
Yeah.
What was the song you picked, Murray? You picked a good one.
The Crusher by the Cramps.
Oh, now I think I have the Crusher, but it's by the Ramones. Wonder if it's the same song. Let me find out.
I don't know this.
Hold on. I want to see who wrote song. This was written by Dee Dee Ramone. I wonder if they did a cover, if this was how's it go? How's your version go?
Like this.
All right. Well, here's the Crusher by the Ramones. This would work if you're driving a monster truck. Now I wanna wrestle in the garden. Sung by CJ Ramone.
Offense, but that Richie Ramone t-shirt you gave me will be going in the donation bag.
That's okay.
Why
would I? I would be offended if you were giving away the shirt you're wearing right now.
There will be a homeless guy down the street from me. You will be wearing a Richie Ramone t-shirt pretty soon.
You know what? It might be Richie Ramone wearing that t-shirt. Hey, Richie, here's your shirt back. All right, here we go. There's a sea of people. 65,000 raucous festival attendees eagerly anticipate your encore. It's time to close the show. What song do you play? What's your closer, guys?
They're both proud to be an American.
No.
I've seen like three bands close with Bohemian Rhapsody recently.
Oh my God. What about you, Murray?
Yeah. Is it just a big closing song or is it supposed to sum up my life?
I think it's just a closing song. Let's say you guys were doing stand up and you had a song that would play when you guys would leave the stage. What would it be?
Oh, the song I use is Judy's a Punk.
Oh, getting a lot of love to the Ramones. Back to back.
That's what I've been walking on stage to last year or so.
That's a good tune.
Oh, it's great. And a whole minute 45? 2 minutes?
minute 33. Here we go. You can almost hear the whole thing. I don't know why. Oh, I don't know why. Perhaps enough. Oh, yeah. Perhaps enough. All right.
Kazoo solo also.
That's right.
Judy is a punk. It's a perfect music to intro a guy who talks about his wife and child for 45 minutes.
Murray, is all your material family material?
No. It's actually not a lot of it is family material anymore.
Yeah, there you go, Mike. Yeah. Maybe go out and see your friend perform.
Rusty Cow. There it is.
All right. Now,
oddly enough, Rusty Cow is my intro music. So I play that CD.
Oh, good. Start off with some laughs.
I actually just play Rusty Cow and then I lip sync the whole album. Then I sell it afterwards. It's great. I just burn copies at home and sell them.
I do the same thing, except I'm masturbating while I do it.
Now, I keep saying this, but this is a good one. This is a real good one. Ready? What song or band changed the way you think about music? Oh, Jesus. That's a good one. You guys didn't know it was going to be so introspective tonight.
But I got high for this.
I'm probably just going to do the obvious of the Beatles and got me involved in music and made me want to, you know, get into it. Like dig deep in albums and see who influenced what. And
do you have a favorite Beatles deep cut?
Deep cut?
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
Or anything. Your favorite. I'm asking.
Are there any Beatles deep cuts? There's like 200 and something songs that everybody knows all of them.
If I ask you to say your favorite Beatles song, that's ridiculous, right? Or do you have one?
That's a tough one. I do like Here, There, and Everywhere. That's always a good one.
All right. Let's do that.
They broke up, 50 years ago this week.
You want to hear that in mono or you want to hear that in stereo?
Let's go mono. Yeah. How about that?
You can't hear it anyway, but I'll play mono.
I have a pretty good idea how it goes.
I need my love to be here. Here. Making each day of the year.
You can't beat it. Pretty great.
Those guys, they knew what they were doing.
Where do you go? If you had to choose, would you go Revolver or Rubber Soul?
I'm a Revolver. It's probably my favorite.
Yeah, it's that's tricky, but we did Revolver and Rubber Soul track by track. I forget what one I think we did say Revolver was maybe we liked a little better. But they're very good.
Yeah, they're
very good.
I mean, I'm talking if somebody held a gun to your head.
Well, I'd say Abbey Road. that's my favorite. What?
Josh Fitzgerald just tweeted that he didn't like Abbey Road.
Really?
It was overrated. Yeah.
Well, again, he's probably in Siegel mode. He's going stir crazy.
Oh, that's true. No, he's used to this. He lives in Buffalo.
I listened to.
He does it 6 months out of the year.
I listened to a Magical Mystery Tour the other night on vinyl. That's a great album.
That's such a good album.
That's a terrible movie.
I'm not going to go see the movie.
I love that story of when Oasis was starting out and they had to play half hour gigs, but they only had 20 minutes worth of material.
Okay.
So depending on how good their set went versus how bad it went, they closed with either a 10 minute version of I Am the Walrus or a 12 minute version of I Am the Walrus. Or if it was going really well, a 4 minute version of I Am the Walrus.
That's great. They jammed to it. So Murray, what about you? What band?
It would have to be Let It Be.
The song Let It Be.
That's the first song I remember hearing as a child that made me ask what was wrong with this when I was in a house that taught that all rock and roll was sinful and bad.
Yeah, that's...
Does that make sense?
I get it. All right, okay. I'm going to play the single version. I don't know what the difference is, but let's hear it.
Probably 4 minutes.
It's 3:52 and the regular version is
exactly. That's the difference.
Is four minutes. It's only a difference by like a minute.
Also has my favorite guitar song.
Who plays it?
George.
Is it George?
Yeah.
I know he's the guitarist, but you know, sometimes
Paul used to play a shit ton. John played a shit ton. She is standing
right in front. I highly recommend you guys seek out the Dan Rather interview with Ringo Starr. It was really good.
Oh, that one just aired, didn't it?
Yep, it was really good.
I caught the tail end of it, and then I saw him interview Dan Aykroyd, and I highly recommend you not watch that.
What does Dan Aykroyd talk about? Blues? Oh,
blues, and he just got really weird in his old age.
What's he look like? Is he still heavy?
He's heavy set dude, but God, that guy was talented, man.
Oh, Saturday Night Live. He was my favorite back then.
He practically wrote the whole thing. Him and Belushi, man.
Yeah. I mean,
the first four seasons,
you know, people liked, you know, people loved Chevy, but I was always an Aykroyd guy. And then when Murray came, then he was my guy, but mm-hmm. you know, John Belushi was always, you know, funny, but I was never like, he was never my number one. Belushi. Wow, this is a long one. I'm not reading all that. I can barely read one that has one sentence.
What are all these? Mike, you awake?
Mike?
Yeah, what?
You awake? Yeah. You awake?
Exciting. It's an exciting game. It's called Mixtape. Everyone get it. What are these ones that say? I'm pulling out ones that don't make any. Here we go. Okay, the song that plays as your firstborn leaves the nest to head off to college. Murray, I'll go to you on that one.
Jeez. She's Leaving Home.
Oh my God. I was going to say the same thing. This song kills right? me.
We're back to the Beatles.
Yeah. Yep.
I thought you were going to go Cats in the Cradle.
That's what he's going to play.
What's the song, Murray, about you being a bad father? Okay. She's Leaving Home.
Say more. She goes down.
This is so sad.
To the kitchen, clutching a handkerchief.
Paul McCartney's the best Beatle.
Oh.
Quietly turning the back door.
He seems to have some talent.
Stepping outside, she is free.
We gave her most of our lives.
I might go with Father and Son by Cat Stevens.
Ooh. Siegel. Now, Siegel's not sure if he has kids around the right. world. But if he did, and he was sending them off to college, this would be the one. From T for the Tillerman, 1970.
He does have some of the best album titles.
He does.
Easy, you're still young. That's your fault. There's so much you have.
This kid has
to know.
A lot he has to know. Gonna find a girl?
Settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me. I am old, but I'm happy.
I like that line. Look at me. I'm old, but I'm happy.
I was one.
Siegel, you're young and you're miserable right now. I don't know what's going on down there. Corona.
Young.
You're not old. How old are you?
I finally had to shave because the beard thing was, it was itching and it was getting annoying.
And when it's gray, that's what makes you look old. You don't look old, but if you have a bunch of gray whiskers on your face.
Yeah. And it was like uncomfortable under the mask.
Yes. I had to think for a second. What were you in a sex cult? But then I know what the mask is now.
Yes, but I'm talking about my outdoor mask.
What, Mike Siegel, how old are you?
You know how old I am.
I forget all the time, though, because I'm older than all of you.
Younger than you.
Are you 51?
I'm 52.
52. Murray, how old are you?
45.
You're not 45.
I started recounting with my new heart.
How old are you? So you should be one.
One and a half. Oh, what's the, where are we? April?
How old was the baboon you got the heart from?
So how old are you, Murray? I always forget too.
Because I never tell my age.
And why not?
I don't know.
What's wrong with that?
Because I've always done.
Because I have a follow-up question on age. How long do you think you'll live, Mike Siegel?
Oh, man. I don't know, man. Well, with American healthcare, if I stay here, I don't know. I'm hoping if I get to 80, then all bets are off. That's a win.
All right. Yeah, that's good. That's good. What about you, Murray? You got long life in you?
My grandfather on my dad's side was, I think, in his 80s when he died, and mm-hmm. my mom's side was in his 80s or 90s. So I'm looking at probably 80s.
All right.
It depends on how long the baboon will live.
Oh, the heart will just keep going.
I just redid the transmission. Are you kidding? You know how many more extra miles I got in this thing?
Do you guys are you guys registered to you donate your organs? Your organ?
Yeah, but I heard that's a crock of shit.
Well, in what way?
That they don't honor it.
Really? I got a sticker on my license. I got it. It's on my real ID.
Yeah, I read something that it's a load of shit.
Well, it could be, because how are we going to know?
Yeah, I know. I know.
Did you guys get a real ID yet? This is good. This is a good conversation.
No.
No. Murray?
I was trying, and then now, there's no...
No. There's no DMV.
No going to the DMV.
All right. Well, let's go back.
The energy of this podcast would be a lot higher if we weren't all reclined.
I'm leaning forward. I'm up front. Again, we're playing Mixtape. The company that makes this is Breaking Games. I'm not giving one away. I'm just telling you. Okay. You're 8 years old, and you're riding shotgun next to your dad, and he cranks the volume when this song comes on.
Can you repeat that?
Yes. You're 8 years old. You're riding shotgun next to your dad, and he cranks the volume when this song comes on.
Delta Dawn.
Delta Dawn.
I just remember long car trips that we had AM radio. And if you get anywhere outside of a city, it was country music or Jesus.
All right. Well, here's a little...
Top 40.
Helen Reddy.
75,
she's
41 and still
73.
Damn.
Were you 8 years old in 73? No.
I was nine. Brownsville say she's
crazy. I was nine.
She walks downtown with her suitcase in her hand.
Helen Reddy's voice is good.
Looking for a mysterious dark haired man. In her younger days, they called her.
Waiting for her to get to the chorus. Oh, she said Delta Dawn. I was talking.
Prettiest woman you ever laid eyes on.
All right, we get it.
So Murray, if you couldn't listen to your music, what did they listen to in the car?
You know what? The ironic thing is, if it was my dad that turned it up and jammed, it would be like "Good Golly Miss Molly."
Oh wow!
Or "Tutti Frutti" or anything by. I'm blanking on his name right now.
Little Richard.
Little Richard, thanks.
Well, I'm going to play one because my dad listened to a lot of Johnny Cash. So here's a little bit of I Walk the Line.
You blowing off Little Richard?
No, I'm going to find it.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
I would have said,
I keep my eyes wide open all the time.
Glenn Campbell, yeah, that's a good one.
The ends out for the tie that binds because you're mine.
I watched the guitar guy. I watched Wings of Pegasus, the YouTube channel.
Oh, you watched that guy? I just found that guy.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
I've been watching him for a year.
I don't have any Little Richard, so...
But he does a lot of Glenn Campbell clips, because Glenn Campbell could wail on the guitar.
Oh, Glenn Campbell is a phenomenal guitar player.
Unbelievable.
And
so
we've
him and Roy Clark, he does a lot of clips of those guys. Roy Clark was amazing.
Yeah, he would play like a Spanish guitar, Roy Clark.
He played everything. He could play banjo. He could play fiddle. He could do everything.
Anything with a string, basically.
Yeah.
What?
My mom saw Johnny Cash play before a movie in the movie theater when she was a little girl.
Like live? He was like the opening act for a movie?
Yeah.
Huh. No wonder he was pissed off all his life.
In Memphis, Tennessee, it would have to be in... early 50s.
What would be the worst double bill with Johnny Cash opening for what? Dumbo? What's he opening for? Mary Poppins? That would be the 60s. All right. I don't have any Little Richard. So rock solid listeners, please feel free to send me some Little Richard.
Just one song, because every one of his songs sounds the fucking same.
Good Golly Miss Molly, Tutti Frutti.
Uh-huh.
Wap Bob Luba. Oh, that's Tutti Frutti. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the last song that you listened to and cried? Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh. There was one.
I know what mine is.
What's yours, Murray?
There's a Light That Never Goes Out.
Who sings that?
Morrissey, or I guess the Smiths.
I don't have it. So you won't be crying tonight. What about you, Mike?
I don't know. There was one that was, I cannot remember now.
Come on, open up about it.
I can't.
Don't be afraid, Mike.
I would if I could remember, and I can't.
All right.
Well, I've been crying so much over the last year. You could ask me again tomorrow, and it'd be a different song.
Why have you been crying over the last year?
Oh, it's just weird. I don't know. Since I had a kid and been... almost died. I've been super emotional over the last year and a half.
I guess I'll give it to you for that. What about you, Mike? You came up with one?
It was a Tom Waits song. And it was Take It With Me.
Mm.
Take It With Me.
It's a great song.
See if I have it.
I would bet money you don't have it.
I do. I have some Tom Waits, but I do not have it. Damn.
You don't have your YouTube up?
No. I can't. I'm doing about 10 things at a time. I'm reading cards.
Well, drop it in. You know what? When you're editing this together, go ahead and drop it in.
Editing? What's the best relationship makeup song?
Makeup?
Yeah. I assume it's Why Don't We Get Drunk and Screw by Jimmy Buffett, right?
I was picture In Your Eyes, holding the boombox. I can go back to my 80s movies.
Yeah. Well, let's do it, because that's a classic. I love that song. I've never not loved that song.
Boy, there's a it's lot an of awesome songs. Song.
There it is. There he is. Now, this album, So, I heard this one's pretty popular.
I saw him when he was in the when he came back and did this album back, you know, fully the whole album at the Hollywood Bowl. It was an amazing concert.
When was that?
A couple years ago.
About, well, when did it come out? 86?
This album came out in 86, yes.
Yeah, so the 30th anniversary of that.
2006. No. Yeah, 2006.
2016.
That's 2016. That's right. That's
how
30.
How did I miss that?
You can't see it all.
Amazing. He did the whole thing.
No, I don't. It doesn't even ring a bell that he played it, that he did that.
How's his voice?
I missed that. I missed that altogether.
Sounded great. Looks like Dr. Evil. He's a little old man. Chubby, bald guy. But sounded great.
Well, that makes sense because tickets to concerts now are $1 billion.
Yeah. And the woman who sang the Kate Bush part,
yeah,
in Don't Give Up, she was amazing. And I can't remember her name, but she was great.
Oh, my God.
I saw a great Kate Bush documentary on YouTube.
Oh, really?
That's been coming up on my YouTube lately.
That song that her and Peter Gabriel sing, that song makes me cry.
Yeah.
Don't Give Up,
that
Jesus.
That song, he actually wrote that and with Dolly Parton in mind.
What happened?
He presented it to Dolly Parton and she said no. Either she said no or it never got to her and her people said no. So he got Kate Bush on it.
I didn't know much about her until I saw this documentary.
I feel like today Dolly Parton would have done it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But not in 86. Did we talk about that? I feel like we've talked about that.
Yeah, we might have.
Okay.
Kate Bush was much bigger in the UK than she was here, but I didn't know much about her story, but she was really young.
Discovered when
she
started, by?
She was like a teenager, and then by 30, she just like, peace out, and she left. And just totally left the spotlight.
But she had made some money, so she was fine. It's easy to leave the spotlight when you've made some money.
Did it mention who discovered her and took her under his wing?
David Gilmour
of Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Dig deep, guys. What would your go-to sad, melancholy breakup song?
My sad, melancholy song of all.
Mm-hmm.
On any topic is okay. Paul Westerberg's Let the Bad Times Roll.
I'm typing it in. Nope. I can tell you what mine is.
I remember the first time I broke up with my high school girlfriend, my first big breakup. I sat home and listened to the entire Nebraska album from Springsteen.
Oh, great.
And that will make you want to hang yourself.
Which song off Nebraska are you?
Oh, who knows? Johnny 99. How about that?
Oh, Johnny, that's an upbeat one though. But let's do it.
Are you gonna watch that Springsteen live concert?
When is it?
What's today? It's Wednesday night, but I don't know what today is. Wednesday.
I haven't been watching many of these concerts at home that people are doing. Just doesn't give me the same thing, you know, watching someone.
It's cool for like, come on, do one song and that's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't do a whole hour and a half show.
Right.
Like that thing Kurt Smith and his daughter did, I posted on the Rock Solid.
That was very nice.
Perfect.
Very nice.
Perfect. They didn't do all of the hurting. you know, they didn't do all of songs from the big chair. They did one song.
They did one song.
In and out. Adorable with his daughter. She can sing fantastic.
Oh my God. She's got a great voice. Seek that out. Well, look for it.
And
Murray
a good guitar
posted
player.
It.
She's picking that part. It was pretty good.
All these songs, all these.
So we've lost John Prine, Adam Schlesinger.
Mm-hmm.
And I know who's tested positive is like Jackson Browne.
Sturgill Simpson.
I heard Christopher Cross, too.
Chris Cross, yeah. Well, not Chris Cross, those two kids, but Christopher Cross.
Mm-hmm.
We lost one of the Chris Crosses to something else, didn't we? Isn't he dead, one of those Chris Crosses?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't know for a fact.
All right.
Okay. You're hosting Saturday Night Live. What band and song would you like to introduce?
Well, calling a technicality, they don't ever introduce the song. They just introduce the band.
I know, but this card says you get to introduce the band and song. I'm going to go back in time for mine.
The Rolling Stones.
That's what mine is, too. But what song would you pick?
Bitch.
I would pick Miss You. But okay, and what about you, Murray?
If it was the Stones, I would pick Can't You Hear Me Knocking?
All right, so Miss You wins. we just played Can't You Hear Me Knocking, so that's the only reason. That's why Siegel picked that for the Rolling Stones episode.
The only reason I want to hear that is because I want to hear that opening guitar riff, and then after that, I don't care about the song.
It's the greatest.
It's a great song.
It's the greatest guitar riff in rock and roll, as far as I'm concerned. But the song goes on way too long. Cut it down by 4 minutes, and you.
I heard the reason it's hard to play is because of his. I don't know what is open tuning.
Yeah, it's tuned into a different. It's different than the standard tuning of a guitar.
You think his guitar's in tune?
I can play that riff on the guitar.
Let's hear a little Miss You. Do you think Keith Richards knows how to tune a guitar? Or does a tech do it every night? He doesn't tune it.
I doubt he tunes it for the show.
He knows how to.
His fingers freak me out. His knuckles are so arthritic. Like he can't even get those rings off that he has on. A little bit of Miss You. Great song.
Remember when we went down to see the Rolling Stones and we didn't see the Rolling Stones?
Yep. So, Murray, you
picked up Mary that t-shirt that she never wore?
No, she hated that thing.
Well, where is it now? Who has it?
T-shirt that almost ended a marriage.
Who has that t-shirt now?
Some rock solid winner. Didn't we give it away?
Oh, I think you're right. I think we did.
I saw a homeless guy down the street from me wearing it.
Richie Ramone. Now, these
hopefully
two.
Hopefully Karen Landry got it.
Okay, here we go. What song plays for your first kiss on a bridge with the biggest crush from your youth? Wow. Right?
Mm.
Nothing? We got nothing?
Well, are we talking about that? So this would be your high school years?
I guess so, yeah.
So you'd have to pick it from your high school years?
Yeah, I mean...
I'll take one from... Yeah, it'll be the 80s. I'll take Crazy For You by Madonna.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Was that from Vision Quest?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe so. Where is it? Oh, I have it from the Immaculate Collection, but I've got it. It's a good song. There it is, Madonna. Madonna is going a little wacky with this self-quarantining. She's posting some weird videos.
She's pulling a Siegel.
She is not an introvert.
She looks terrible. She's got like some work done on her face that she didn't need to do.
Oh, yeah.
It's not good. Stop doing it, ladies.
She's got to be, what, 62 now or something?
Yeah, I think you're probably right. 61, maybe 62.
Early 2000s Madonna. Such a babe.
Oh, my God. I agree.
You mean like the Ray of Light year?
Yes.
Yeah, when she did that cover for Austin Powers.
Oh, my God, yeah. What's that song called? Perfect Stranger?
No. She did that, and she did a American Pie cover.
That's right. So Murray, did you have one? You kissing on a bridge with your squeeze?
Lady in Red.
Krista Berg?
Mm-hmm.
I saw him open up for Asia.
Oh. Well, I'm going to go 89 on that. 87? No.
87. The Lady in Red.
Madonna will be 62 in August.
Good call, Siegel. If she wouldn't have had that work done, she might still get some time with Pat Francis. But now, forget it.
And you know she's been wanting to. So she committed. Is she going to do Vegas eventually?
A residency? She did 10 nights at the Wiltern, and I didn't go.
10 nights? I thought it was more than that.
The Wiltern?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, back in November.
Murray, do you ever know when concerts are coming?
No. What the fuck is going on?
I don't know. Look at it. Check out
the... You don't know anything.
That just happened this past November?
I get concert alerts in my email daily.
How did I... I mean, I didn't even hear of that.
Told me the Rusty Cow tour is canceled. Siegel on the High Seas is canceled.
That tour needs to end.
All right, let me get... for a second there, I was like, what's next? Oh, I got to read a card. No, that's a paragraph. I'm not reading that.
You're really going to air this?
This isn't a regular episode. It'll be a bonus. I'll send it to ASAP Club. If they think I should drop it as a bonus, I will. If not, they get a... We're testing it. This is like a test to see if it works.
I would do this every night, by the way. I just wouldn't subject the listeners to it.
They want the content, guys.
This I love. This and Karen Landry's Name That Tune was fantastic.
That was fun. So Mike Siegel, why didn't you get in on that Name That Tune? It was fun. We played for 2 hours.
When was that?
Friday at 11 to 1 a.m.
Back when you were still happy.
Friday, 11 to 1.
Yeah.
I think I was asleep, probably.
You were on the tweet chain.
I don't remember.
Play the country song that best describes the totality of your senior year in high school. Ugh.
What the fuck?
A country song.
Yeah. Coward of the County, right? Because I kept getting beat up.
The Gambler. I play a lot of poker.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did in high school a little bit.
I still don't understand how people are playing virtual poker. How's that working?
I play it 3 nights, 4 nights a week. It's fun.
So we took turns of staring.
All right, Kenny's.
The window at the darkness.
Rock and peace, Kenny.
Rock and peace, Kenny Rogers.
And his roasters.
Got out just before the shit hit the fan, man.
He would have died.
He knew when to fold them.
Knowing what the cards were. By the way,
I never saw more posts about Kenny Rogers in my life until he died, and everyone acted like they were giant fans.
Who's that? He was great.
I like the hits. This was something my parents listened to. Sure, there was a Kenny Rogers greatest hits. Yeah, when I first moved out to L.A., we ate at the Roasters all the time.
Then he bombed a cigarette.
Are you playing Coward of the County?
No, I'm playing The Gambler. Can you see it? It's right on your screen.
All right. Who mentioned Coward of the County?
I did as a joke.
In fifth grade, we had to sing Coward of the County.
Why?
As a student class for our parents. I don't know why they picked Coward of the County.
You had a weird upbringing, right?
Yeah. You know the part where the guy's girlfriend gets attacked by five different...
Assaulted,
By five. Yeah, we had to sing that. In fifth grade.
I would love to have a video of that or an audio of that.
Seriously. Oh, man, that would be great.
Okay, here we go, guys. And we've been doing a lot of this the past couple of weeks. What's your Peering Through a Rainy Window song?
Hazy Shade of Winter.
Oh, Mike. By who?
Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, the original. I didn't even know that was a cover when it came out. I didn't. I did not know the Simon and Garfunkel version. It's great, though. Garfunkel sings with that asshole. That's a great album cover. I like that.
Really?
Yeah, it's just, you know, a couple of young guys singing folk songs.
Garfunkel's got dandruff while he's looking in the back of his head.
I hope not. He's wearing a black sweater.
mistakes all around us.
Look at this. What do you think of this? These bangs right here. This, he's got like a Spock haircut.
No, he's doing a Clooney from ER.
I think he was already going bald. Yeah. He never really embraced the bald. Tried to swoop it around, wear a hat.
Are him and Edie Brickell still together?
Yes, they are.
That's a good one.
Anybody who was balding in the 70s before it was cool to shave your head, it's a bad look, man.
It's rough, Elton. It's
Elton.
Tough.
Oof, boy.
Another card. And Murray, unless you have a peering out the window song.
Only the very literal, it's raining again.
Oh, by Supertramp?
Mm-hmm.
I don't play a lot of Supertramp, so let's...
I love this song.
Yeah, I like this song too.
I know I took that question very literal, but
that's okay. You hear the word rain and you immediately.
Yeah, it was too introspective for me.
Here's a very California-specific question. Best song for speeding down the Pacific Coast Highway at sunset?
Ventura Highway, America.
All right. You guys have probably done it because you live down there.
Yeah, buddy.
You can't really speed down the PCH.
What do you think of that album cover? It's from the album Homecoming.
Not bad.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
This is kind of a mellow song, Mike, to be speeding.
Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe?
But you do California by Tupac. How about that?
This town don't
sure you have that.
Snow.
You never know. I could.
I just watched, because I've been making my way through the old screeners.
Yeah.
That have a year's worth of DVDs that I haven't gotten to, so I watched Straight Outta Compton last night, which I've never seen.
Oh, I like that movie.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's entertaining.
Can you see all those DVDs I have up there?
Yes, those are all screeners.
Those are all screeners.
But I mean, why would you? Why would you get rid of them?
Why? Why would we keep them? We have to. Mary likes to keep them because
she's nervous.
She's in the Academy, and they could kick her out. I'm minor Writers Guild. If they can't really kick me out, so. We keep them.
Here's the song. Guys, here's the song you listen to when you're speeding down the highway.
What?
Right here.
The California Highway. Yes.
Hey, he's coming down from San Francisco.
Which highway are we talking
about? Well, it's the PCH, Pacific Coast Highway. Here comes Sammy Hagar. He's in a red jumpsuit.
Can't drive 55, can he?
Can't do it.
He parachutes in.
Parachutes into the Pentagon or the Capitol building.
Capitol building.
What do you think of that album cover? That's a mess.
That's terrible.
It's a goddamn mess.
What is VOA stand for, do you know?
Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. No, that explains a lot in that picture. Then.
It's a subpar album. It's got a couple of highlights, and this isn't even one of them.
No, I am. Then I'm definitely right in judging the album by that cover.
I gotta go
with Life in the Fast Lane because it was written on the speeding down the PCH.
Now, I listen to that song when I'm doing some mailboxing. Life in the Fast Line. Where is it? Right there, off the 2013 remastered version of Hotel California.
Did you fast forward that guitar?
Maybe I did. Let's get back to the guitar. There we go. I did. I fast-forwarded through the best part. Now, is that Felder or is that Joe Walsh?
That I don't know.
Let me find out who wrote it, and then that'll tell us.
I think Glenn Frey wrote it.
No, it's Henley, Frey, and Walsh, so that means that's his riff.
Yeah.
Good job, Joe. Yeah. First album out, he nails it. I do. This is one of my favorite albums. I love this album so much. I don't get sick of it either.
Wasn't the story like Life in the Fast Lane was like a riff that Joe Walsh used to warm up with?
Just warm up to.
And people were like, hey, what's that?
Oh, nothing. Oh, that's some silliness.
And then Glenn Frey was cruising up to his Coke dealer's house in the passenger seat, and the driver was just flooring it, and they almost got into an accident. And Glenn Frey was like, "What the fuck?" And the guy's like, "Hey, man, life in the fast lane."
All right.
And that's where they came up with the.
Murray, I can't believe some of the ones that I'm pulling out are like specific to you guys. This is, well, it's for you too, Mike. Surfing trip to Mexico song. And you guys were in Mexico. Did you surf down there?
Yeah. I almost want to say something like Jack Johnson. Something Jack Johnson related.
Oh, boy.
Or Santana. I was like a good Santana.
Do not have any Jack Johnson, but I do have some Santana. What would be your Santana song? Evil Ways, Black Magic Woman, Oyo Como Va.
No one. Yeah, I want to play Oyo Como Va. How about
all
that?
All right, let's do it.
No Soul Sacrifice?
I might have it
That's
there.
That's a good one. I almost said Soul Sacrifice.
Let me see if I have Soul Sacrifice. Not looking good, gentlemen.
Passed it. You just passed it.
Back. Oh, right there it is.
Yeah.
That's Live at the House of Blues.
Nice.
All
the
right.
Woodstock version, that's the one that they closed with at Woodstock, which is in the movie. The big one.
Which movie?
Woodstock.
Black movie.
That's what made him famous, this song.
Neil Sean from Journey was at Woodstock. It's crazy. He was like 17. I think he got laid.
Oh, I don't think he played Woodstock.
No, Vanny, what's his name?
You don't think Neil Sean was at Woodstock?
No.
The keyboard player from the first Journey.
Greg Raleigh
was there.
What year was Woodstock?
1969.
I think you're right.
He wasn't there.
August 16th through 18th.
Yeah, you're right. Neil Sean wasn't there.
That kid, the drummer, was like Michael Shreve, I think.
Michael Shreve, yeah.
20 years old.
He was only like 18 or something.
20 years old, man. 20, laying down those drums. Amazing.
You think he got high at Woodstock? Think he got laid?
That was a story. They all
tripped.
They all were on acid, and then they got put up way earlier than they thought they were going to be put on stage. And they're like, oh, man, we got to go. So the whole time they're on acid.
Mescaline.
Oh yeah.
What had happened was they first of all, nobody had ever heard of Santana. Their first album didn't come out until a month after Woodstock. And Bill Graham was managing them, so he's like, if you want the Grateful Dead and you want Jefferson Airplane, you got to take my new band Santana. So they're like, fine, we'll just bury him at 2:00 in the morning. And then somebody didn't show up, and they're like, Santana, you're on. And they were blazing with the Grateful Dead, so they went on tripping balls.
Have you guys watched The Grateful Dead? It's a docu-series on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, no. We just talked about that on the America episode.
Did we?
Yeah.
All right.
But it's great. Yes, I love it.
What do you got, Murray memory? Murmury?
Yes, murmury. What song is playing as you drive up to your high school the first day of your senior year with the windows rolled down?
Oh.
What was it?
Let's Go Crazy by Prince.
Nice.
No, because you're ready to tear it up.
My senior year was all about Prince, baby. Purple Rain had just come out over the summer, and man, we were jamming it.
There it is. Does that movie hold up, Purple Rain?
It's not a good
movie. It wasn't good then.
I know, but we were at the age when we didn't know what was good and bad movie-wise. Usually.
Good thing.
This is the 7-inch single edit.
Lady I know still, my lady friend still cuts Apollonia's hair in Beverly Hills.
I was going to say she couldn't still cut Prince's hair.
Oh.
Murray, what's your song? Senior year. You're not allowed to listen to music, so you got to hide it from your folks.
All right, then I'm going to go. This wasn't my senior year, the song, but I'll go Come On, Feel the Noise, which is what Kevin Bacon was listening to when he pulled into the parking lot at his school in Footloose, I think.
And that is that noise with a Z? Come on, feel. How come
I think I'm pretty, I've never seen the movie, but I've seen that clip. I think that's what he's playing coming through.
Are you telling me I don't have Quiet Riot in here, even though I don't care for them very much?
How did you?
There's a Quiet Riot play. There it is. Oh, you know why? Because I didn't spell cum, C-U-M, because I'm a gentleman. A
grown man.
I like that album cover.
That is a good, because it goes with the album title, Metal Health. It's a nice play on words. Then this mask becomes your it's almost like the tongue and lips for the Stones.
And what, you got pins of the band itself on it?
Mm-hmm.
A leather straitjacket?
Got a leather straitjacket? It's a good album cover. Then they carry it over for Condition Critical. Look at that. This is you, Murray. That was you. And see, the heartbeat wave says Condition Critical.
God, what?
And we got QR3, not as good.
Wow, there was no more Slade songs they could take?
I know, really. Yeah, Mama, We're All Crazy in this. Write your own songs, Quiet Riot.
They did, and that's why they needed they to needed do Slade. Covers.
I would have probably just cranked some type of heavy metal song to think I thought I was cool, maybe, so it's probably some Highway to Hell. Also a good album cover. He's holding the tail. Yes. Here.
Yes. I rarely see,
you rarely see album covers?
I rarely see the tail. Like, I never remember. This might be the first time I've seen it.
It might be his penis.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a devil tail, but it could be a penis.
No, I'm pretty good.
Rock in Peace, Malcolm Young. Every song we play tonight's a rock in peace. Tom Waits better look out. Murray, how are your parents doing with the COVID? Are they staying inside?
Yeah, they're 80. They stay inside all the time.
Yeah. Well, same with my parents, and Mike's mom's staying inside too.
I think everybody's pretty good. Nobody's got it. So,
all right.
They're in Montana, so they're not a very populated place, so they're not high risk area like we are.
Okay.
My mom's just getting bored. She's bored.
In Fort Lauderdale.
She's not in Fort Lauderdale, but she's close to my sister in the family, but they,
where are they?
Still, it's like her big social events all week where she would bowl 3 times a week and then she would go play cards with some old ladies once a week and then go shopping. And those three things are all gone. Other than that, there's not much to a 84-year-old woman's schedule.
Mike, do you think you'd be doing better with this if you were actually down in Florida with your mom during this stuff?
I don't know. I think that would get a little.
You could play cards, canasta. You could play canasta.
Yeah, I don't think that would be good. I don't think that would be good.
All right.
The only thing it would do would be saving me rent.
Well, no, you still have to pay your rent.
Not if I'm living there.
Well, I didn't say move there. I said you happen to be down there visiting and you got to stay there.
No, I wouldn't like that. Not in that town. No.
Did you guys get a stimulus check yet?
No.
Here's my question about that. No. Nope. So you're getting $1,200. So that's like $300 a week for a month. What's that doing for anyone?
It's it's slightly more than what you would make minimum wage.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, yeah, that's not
or slightly
nothing.
Less.
I mean, look,
I posted Mark Schumacher, a comedian, posted a good video from it must have been a podcast or some kind of interview that they talked about. I guess this guy was interviewing an accountant, and he was pretty good at explaining all the different things you can apply for: unemployment, that payment protection one, or the EIDL loan. And it was pretty good.
Have you done any of that?
No, I'm actually getting my tax returns back this week, so it'll be a lot easier when I have that.
Okay.
But it's going to be different for everyone, but it's worth definitely the stimulus check. We don't have to do anything for, I guess.
No, it's just be deposited or just come as a check.
Yeah, but I mean, but for gig workers,
it's coming as a check. You didn't hear Trump's name's going to be put on it?
Oh, sure, because it's his money. He's so generously giving.
Just announced it just before we started he's having them put his name on it, and they're like, you can't, and it's not you. You can't endorse the check. And he's like, so they have to put it in the memo line. So every check is getting, this is the first time any president has ever done this.
Okay.
And it's fucking pointless.
Well, I'm going to take a Sharpie and I'm going to scratch it out. Because you scratch something out in the memo, it doesn't void the check.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. That's my form of protest.
Wow, you showed him, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when these checks go back to him and he's going through all of them.
And when he's balancing his checkbook.
Here we go. We'll do two more of these and we'll wrap it up. Let's do, what's your slow motion gunfight song?
Ooh, that's so funny. I just listened to it today. Coming Down the Mountain by Jane's Addiction.
Oh boy. I don't know how I am with Jane's Addiction.
My buddy and I used to discuss this all the time.
It looks like you're going to have to hear Been Caught Stealing or Jane Says.
Neither.
You got another? Mike, do you have one? Slow motion gunfight?
Slow motion gunfight.
Slow motion gunfight.
I'll name something I know you have. Would be Wanted, Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi.
That is a good one, though. I mean, I'd go
Blaze the Glory over that for a gunfight.
All right, whatever.
Siegel checked out. He's done.
I don't like either. I couldn't think of anything.
What do you got to do? Go argue with the neighbor's cat? What?
Did laundry today. That was very exciting.
I got to do that tomorrow.
Let me ask you a question about when you do your laundry. It's a personal question. Your socks and your underwear, do those get folded?
What?
Do you fold your underwear? Do you fold your socks?
When it comes out of the dryer?
Well, when you put them in your drawer.
No.
Socks, yeah.
No. No, I don't.
Put the socks in the bowl.
I have a whole drawer full of socks. And then I have a whole drawer full of underwear. They're not folded or anything. They're just thrown in there.
I don't fold. Why would you fold underwear?
My mom folds my dad's underwear.
You guys don't fold your socks together?
No, I don't.
No, I really? Do. I fold them. I do the ball.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
I have,
you have all the same socks?
I do. I have all the same white socks and all the same black socks. I'm not going to mix two of those up. Unless I'm in, what am I, Richie Ramone down in Venice? Dead or alive. All right. All right, let's do one more of these. What are we recording for about an
hour?
What do you got?
I can't hear it. Never mind, go on.
No, what was yours?
I know I was it was James. You're going to play the other Bon Jovi song, but I can't hear it anyway, so.
I'll play it. Blaze of Glory.
Blaze of Glory.
A double shot of Bon Jovi. Who knew double these were the songs bon that we would be playing?
Off the Young Guns 2 soundtrack, I believe.
Yep, it's hard to think off the top of your head, though. Right? This is tricky. Look at these actors here. Christian Slater, Lou Diamond Phillips,
Louis D.P.,
Estevez,
Kiefer,
Alan Ruck, that's Alan Ruck.
Yeah.
And then Balthazar Getty.
Kiefer Sutherland rear-ended me my first week I was in town here.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
You know. What was that, at a Hollywood party?
No.
And was he nice?
He rear-ended me.
Yeah, but was he nice?
I looked at it and like, it wasn't too bad.
Did he get out and say, are you okay?
Yeah, and then we just waved it on. It wasn't too bad. It wasn't bad.
Did you run out and go, my Camaro?
Did you acknowledge that he was Kiefer Sutherland?
No, it didn't really kind of dawn on me until we were saying goodbye.
And then you were, I could have sued that guy.
I was like, fuck.
I could have had 24 money. That wasn't on at that point, though.
Some of those Wild Boys money?
Lost Boys.
Lost Boys.
Such a good movie. I watched that again the other day.
Lost Boys is a good movie?
Yes.
Never seen it.
What?
I've never seen it.
Rock and Roll Vampires. How can you go wrong?
You didn't see it?
Never seen Lost Boys. Well, you guys act like it's The Godfather.
Well,
I've never seen.
It came out at a time when we were all going to see every movie that came out that was aimed to us.
And you're a huge movie fan.
And I love horror movies.
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe I did see it and just forget it. Maybe it didn't make an impression on me.
Jason Patrick.
Alex Winter. Kiefer Sutherland.
Jason Patrick. Who's his grandfather?
The Coreys.
Do you know who Jason Patrick's grandfather is?
No, who?
I'll give you a hint. And away we go.
Jackie Gleason?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. We're closing it up. With this one.
Can we continue to play and just not record?
It's not fun while we're recording. Why is it going to be fun when we're not recording? Mixtape, everyone. Get it. You're sequestered. Get this game. Thank you, Mario Del Barrio, for inspiring this episode. All right. So let's do some promoting. There's nothing to promote. You guys got no shows. But you can still, you know, write some ha-ha funnies on the Twitter. Murray, you're at Murray V.
At Murray V on Twitter and Murray V Comedy on Instagram.
Mike, you're at Funny Mike.
Funny Mike on Twitter and Travel Tales Podcast on Instagram.
Do you do any type of a travel blog on your, do you have a website where you might do a travel blog or something?
I don't blog like daily journals and stuff like that, but I have like on Travel Tales Podcast, there's a lot of stories that I've written for various locations and things that I've done over the years.
Did you ever
some of the guests have written and that kind of thing?
Did you ever think about when you're traveling places, like to write like a daily journal while you're traveling, or does that make travel then seem like a hassle?
No, I did it, but like years ago, I did it. When I was cleaning out stuff, I found my old journals from my first trip backpacking across Europe, and then I found one from my first solo trip, and when I went to Australia and New Zealand. So they've been great to look back on. I don't really keep one as much these days.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're always, now I kind of regret some trips I didn't, because they're fun to look back on now.
So Murray, Mike keeps a diary like a teenage girl. Did you ever do that?
Never write anything down, Pat.
Well, apparently we're all supposed to be writing this down. Like, this is history. So we should be logging what's going through, this pandemic.
What am I supposed to write about? Doing the dishes two times a day?
I know. Anne Frank already did it. So what do I need to?
Yeah, you can't best Anne. You guys both saw the movie Jojo Rabbit. Is that correct? Did you both see it?
Yes. Right.
So I have I got to go with my stack of screeners. So I have to choose between The Danish Girl, Roma.
Oh, I hated Roma so much.
You hated Roma?
I hated it so much.
Who did the soundtrack to Roma?
I don't know. Bombshell, I have that one.
Well, that's fun.
Somebody good did the soundtrack to Roma.
Oh, I just watched Molly's Game as well.
I like that okay. Except when Kevin Costner finds her at the skating rink in the middle of New York City.
Yeah.
Just all of a sudden, he knows the skating rink she might be at.
Yeah, some of it was a little far-fetched.
A little bit of a stretch.
I take that back. I have no idea who did the Roma soundtrack. I don't know what I'm talking about.
We are at Rock Solid Show. I'm Pat _Francis. Go to Rock Solid Podcast for everything about the show. And again, thank you to Mario Del Barrio for unintentionally making us play this game. Okay, here's the last. Now you guys can both answer, and then one of these will be our play out song. This is the song you hate to love. So does that mean it's like a bad song, but you love it?
I don't know if I agree with that.
I don't agree with it either. Should I pick a different one?
Yeah. Because who hates something they love?
I know. It doesn't make sense. Okay. Oh, this is a good one. What is the song that goes with your most memorable childhood music video? So I'm just going to say, I don't know
Wait, it's just your favorite childhood music video?
I think that's how I'm going to say it, because this is a little convoluted.
Okay.
They need someone to punch these up or edit them a little bit. So what song do you remember from what MTV video really stands out for you?
U2's Gloria. I think that's the first one I remember seeing.
Okay, let's hear a little of Gloria.
Oh, actually, no.
Nope, going to not do it.
Yeah, that's the one, but the first one I think I remember seeing was David Bowie's... I am a DJ.
I think one of the first ones I saw was Wild Hearts by Rod Stewart.
Wild Hearts?
Young Hearts. Young Turks.
Young Turks.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. Let's go with Gloria by U2. And then the play out will be Young Turks, because I really do like that song.
Oh, nice.
In the early days, there was like every fifth video seemed to be Rod Stewart or right. Pat Benatar.
Yep, because they were the only
that's actually truth to that.
It is.
Rod Stewart was the most played. He's yep. the only one who had his promo videos.
I wish I could hear this. I want to see.
What do you think of the October album? It's the one that I don't go to much.
I like it. I don't, believe it or not, when I'm a 90s U2 guy, as much as I love the 80s stuff, the Unforgettable Fire especially. And
look at the edge. Gosh, look at the edge.
I'm a 90s guy.
Look at the edge with the hair on this cover.
Yeah, look at Adam Clayton's white guy fro going on there. And then Larry Mullen Jr. still with the umbilical cord in.
A fetus.
What's he, 12?
All right, let me cue up Young Turks. So am I just missing you guys then? Is that how it goes? We're done?
Wait, what?
Am I dismissing you? We're done? Wow. I'm going to start playing the song. It's going to be the play out.
We're done.
We're going to end this thing.
All right. Well, if anybody stayed through the whole thing, thanks for listening.
Yeah. This is, this is the first time I've ever done a remote like this. And I'm anxious to hear if the file sounds reasonable or not.
Is it too much to retransfer in this file so I can listen to it?
No, I'll send it to you guys when I'm done. Okay. Remember, Mike sent us those files last week and none of us replied to them.
I never got it, but then I did get it and it sounded great.
We did a test last week trying to get something like this figured out. And I felt like Mike and Murray were yelling at me like my dad would when I was a kid. Because I was like, okay, so where should I plug my mic in? God damn it, Christ, what are you doing over there? I was like, I got off and Pilar goes, how'd that go? I go, those guys weren't helpful at all. Very mean. They were not nice. I asked questions. Because at one point I think I even said to you guys, I thought we were doing this to learn. I'm lost. I don't know how you're homeschooling Frank if that's the attitude you're taking. All right, thank you, Mike and Murray, both from the Santa Monica area. Can I say that?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Sure. This fun.
I liked it. Like I said, I would if you called and did this tomorrow night, I would totally do it.
Done. We're in.
But I don't know if it's good podcast. Bonus.
I think people will be interested for a bonus.
All right.
For a regular episode. What's that?
How long did we do?
See Annie, who's deal?
It's 90 minutes.
No, it's not bad.
No, and probably at the top there's probably five that I'll take off. So you know it'll be good. Okay. All right, this is Rod Stewart from the album Tonight I'm Yours. I have this autographed. It's from 1981. I like it. I think it's a good picture of Rod, and I like that this plant is in the back, and it's supposed to look like that's his.
It's supposed to be his. I've never noticed.
Yeah,
that's
just a plant. That's really not his. Shadow. It's just weird. It's
palm
funny.
Tree.
You know what? I take it back.
It is a palm tree. It is a palm tree, Mike. I never realized that.
Yeah.
I like the font, and I saw him on this tour, so I'm all in. All right. Thank you, Murray. Thank you, Mike. This is Young Turks from Tonight I'm Yours.